He said to me, "You must talk." I said, "No, AB will talk. I'm here to listen to my son tonight." So he said to me, "You have to say something." I said, "You know what, Terry? I can hardly keep my head up at the moment, so there's no way I can preach. So I'm going to just give you in 3 minutes just a couple of things that the Lord has taught me over the past couple of months. The first one is it's a scripture that we all know very well. And in Deuteronomy 30, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life, that you and your children may live." And at some stage I realized that we don't realize how important the choices that we make are. We make choices every day. And there's such a cliche onto that, that yes, you are today because of your choices. And that is a fact. But we don't realize the seriousness of this. That God says, before you make any choice, all of creation will testify about the choice that you made forever. And he says, you choose life, there will be a blessing. You choose death, there will be a curse. So every choice that you made outside of the will of God will bring a curse on your life, whether you want it or not. And forever, creation will testify against that. So that curse will haunt you day and night at some stage in your life. And it was so important for me to realize that we can never make a choice without knowing what God's perfect will for that moment is. Because God's perfect will for our lives, the thing that we agreed to before the foundation of the earth, will happen. And if we choose to go outside of that, that curse will take you out of God's will for your life. And that to me was just so profound, to realize that Lord said to me one day, stop taking that person's curse on you. I said, Lord, what do you mean? Stop taking their curse. They made a choice, now you taking their curse. And I just said, Lord, I step away. I give them their curse back. I will not take it. It's like taking the harvest of some bad seed that somebody else sowed. And we do it. I mean, somebody first me the other, now pray for it. I will not pray for that. If the Lord asks you to pray for that person, you pray for them. Why are you making it my problem now? I will not do it. If the Lord says to me, pray, I'll pray. But don't phone me. He said, no, phone me 1 o'clock at night. Pray for this patient. She's 81 years old. Never looked after herself in her whole life. Now they're resuscitating her in the hospital. Please pray. I will not. All I pray is, God, let your will be done. If she looked after herself, she would not have been there. But made a choice. Now they make it my problem. I will not take that curse on me. You take it yourself. And I realized the other day that people are so quickly to say, yeah, but I don't know God's perfect will for my life. But there's a permissible way of God. Let me tell you one thing. The permissible way of God will lead to destruction. Because the word says the way that looks good in the end will end up in destruction. So we need, if God doesn't speak, stay where you are. Until He speaks, then you move. So that's all I want to say. Son, there you go. I'm glad to have you here, man.
The way we used to do it at the old Gedda meetings. Come on, Seth. Come on, Seth. Come on, Seth. You remember? I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Believers, Jesus is Lord. We bless the Lord. Choices has a powerful weight. Long time than Esterna. We are continuing on the session. We had a session one Sunday, right? On you must be born again. And the differentiating getting born again and getting saved, right? Let's continue on meeting God. I believe you must have a special meeting with the Most High God. And that's what will change everything. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. We read Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Meeting God. Jeremiah. Whom do? Long time. So there are two hefty men at the back. Last time it was yes, and Womdu was not here. Today, we are protected here. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understanding. Let's bow our head in thanksgiving. Daddy, men shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that comes from your mouth. Speak to us. We are listening. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, meeting God. God is saying what? Call unto me, and I will answer. Let's deal with the numericals first. There are 333. Many of you get confused on 666, right? And then you start 666 from the book of Revelation, and you miss it. Doesn't start there. The whole book of Genesis, you must know it. In actual fact, the first Torah of the Bible, all the books of Moses, five in number, you must know them first, then you will excel in knowing the Bible. The book of Revelation is hidden in the book of Genesis. 666 is Genesis 6 verse 6. Read it for me. You will see. I will show you how. Genesis 6 verse 6. It will explain the Antichrist and the number 666. What is it all about? Genesis 6. Do? Yes. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved at heart. Now, it's Genesis 6, verse 6. Which day was man created? And the Lord regretted the day he created the one who was created on the sixth day. What do you see? 666. What is the number 666? Why is the devil using 666? He's going to use 666. He's reminding God. He'll be reminding God of the regret he had. Now, I just want to show you the power of numericals and verses so that you understand the Bible very well. You cannot understand 666 from the book of Revelation. You must understand it from the book of Genesis. Why God hates it? Because the devil reminds God of his regrets. Come on. Now, let's go back to code 333, the most powerful number. Jeremiah 33. I just wanted to open up. I'm not preaching about the eschatology here. 666 and the second coming of Jesus. I just want us to understand the power of understanding numericals. Now, here we're going to deal with 333. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And God is saying what? Call unto me, and I will answer and show you things you know nothing about. Now, let me show you. When you meet God, who are you meeting? The Father, the Son, the Spirit. First three. Who are you? Spirit, soul, and body. The second three. And then what is God coming with? Only three things to answer you. Space, time, matter. Now that's the art of meeting God. At times we meet God because we want two, three, four things. We want our needs, our likes, and our wants. Right? And we don't even understand that when God comes to meet us,
He comes with everything he has. He comes with space, time, matter. That's physical science, right? Now let's come back so that you understand how do you meet God, so that you change your limited expectation when you go to meet God. You are meeting God who operates on three realms to answer your prayer: space, time, matter. Prayer travels from space, time, and into matter. Everything you studied in physical science, they saw it from the Most High. Now, I want you to understand this. Abraham had a challenge. What was his challenge? He's from a witchcraft family. His father was an ardent witch, Terah. And he had the knowledge of casting a spell that delays. That's the reason why the name Terah simply means he who delays. And that's the reason why Abraham, when he was in his house, he got a delay of childbirth. Now, when God took him out of his father's house, this is what God did when he met his need. He never just brought forth Isaac. He said, "Do you see those stars? Where are stars? Space. Your children shall be as countless as what? Stars. Space." Then God came back and said, in a form of how many? It's two or three men who visited. Three men. Yes, three men visited Abraham. And they said, "The next season when we come, you'll be having a child." And you remember, Sarah laughed. And then the next season, time. Space, time, and then matter. A tangible blessing. Isaac was there. Matter. Now, our expectation of prayer is based on my needs, my legs, my wants. My needs, my legs, and wants. And we kept on repeating it that way. And then you know what happened? Heaven realized we are not yet ready to meet God. And the needs, the legs, the wants, God answered them from his word. "I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory," says the Lord. Right? But you could not meet him because you are on a dimension of needs, legs, wants. After you get born again, and now that you are a son, you meet God on a very delicate dimension. And when God comes, he comes with what? Space, time, matter. Biologically, Sarah could no longer conceive. But because God came with time, Isaac came to be. One of the most shortcomings of the church that we can no longer produce powerful men of God, powerful prophets, powerful faith healers and all that, is because of the mediocre ministry of the teaching of the word. You know, remember, we are lions, and lions feed on the most nutritional milk. Now, once you give a lion a kettle milk, it dies. Because the nutrients are not enough. Just like the weight. For the past 20 years, we battled all over the world to raise powerful believers who know their stories. Because we can hardly have teachers who sit in the presence of the Lord to be taught things they know nothing about. We have people, we do no longer have preachers who are teaching from the heart of God. We have preachers who are busy and displaying their giftings and gifts. You know, the day God taught me the power of sitting down and being taught by Him, I was a rare somebody on everybody. Because what the Lord was downloading was just something else. Now listen very carefully. What is your expectation when you go to prayer? You go there to talk to God, and when you say Amen, you leave. And that is the wrong way. The Bible says what? Be quiet, all ye flesh. For God is coming out of His habitat. Meaning, when you go for prayer, I normally do it when I'm in the long waiting, fasting and prayer and all that. Dr. Harry knows that. That I wait for the Lord to come. I can go for something like 40, 80, 90 days without food because I'm waiting for God who will just give me a 5-minute experience that will change everything I thought of. And then, why am I waiting? Because He's from a throne that controls everything. You know, the throne room of the Father is not what you think it is, as thrown by men. There are quadrillions upon quadrillions of angels that are networking around the throne. And not to protect God, but they are on their different services and ministries and programs. You cannot just say, Angel Michael, come and protect my house in Polokwane. No, Angel Michael has sensitive issues. He's running sensitive programs. Yeah? Come on. You cannot just say, Angel Gabriel, can I see you? No, he's invisible. You can't see him. He's busy. You know, do you know that the kingdom of heaven has serious workers? Many people you think are resting in the Lord are working in heaven. Working is God's nature. And He had a holiday for 1,000 years after working for 6,000 years. When your Bible says God created everything in 6 days, it exactly means His 6 days, not your 24 hours. His day is 1,000 years. Your day is 24 hours. And when He rested on the seventh day, it was for 1,000 years of resting from creation. Come on. And then now, if you check when you meet, can I stir you up? Can I change the way you pray? You know, there's a dimension of prayer outside your needs where you say, Daddy, I want to fellowship with you. I want to hear you talking to me. I just want to have a conversation with you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says what? Call unto me. I will answer. And it doesn't say, and you pray. It says what? I will answer. I'll be the one to speak. Because you've called me. Now, the only prayer you know is the yara yara prayer. That's you doing the what? Cho 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 cho. Quoting verses and scriptures as if God does not know them. There was a point, Dr. Harry, while we were at Bolivia Lodge, I was praying, quoting scriptures. Then I fell asleep. And somebody just came and said, I know those verses. I wrote those verses. I need you to keep quiet and you listen to me talking to you. And I said, but... And you know, I'm a black man. You know how black people pray. Heavenly Father, Rabba Sheketaya. You see? And then after that he said, I'm not far. I'm just here. Don't... Have you ever attended our prayer meetings? You'll enjoy. You'll enjoy. You'll have a good laughter. Just looking at people. We don't whisper in his ear like, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. No, we shake our heads. We move. We express. There's power in being a black and East man. Let's come back to this. Now, in all of us, there's an expectation in heaven for the King of Glory to meet us. He's expecting to meet us. And you don't do the talking. He comes and reveals himself to you. Reveals things you knew nothing about. And explain the meaning of your fingerprint, which doesn't look like anybody's. Come on. That way, you will see a huge change in your life because you have met God. Immediately after meeting God, you'll discover something about Him. And that's where I will teach you how God speaks. You want to know how God speaks? He always speaks impossible things. After He speaks, you'll say, that is sincerity. It's not good I said this. It's not good I said. You know why? Because He brought in space, time, matter to address your needs, your legs, your wants. Here comes a prophet, because many are prophets here. When God talks to you, everything is going to be 101% mission impossible, because He doesn't want you to do it. He's going to do it. And if your faith is not necessary, you must just be a child. The valley of dry bones. What will you do? God takes you to, you know, skulls, bones, everything completely dead for years. Can these bones live? What will you say? I want to say yes. I'll say, these things are dead. They won't come back to life, Lord. And listen to how intelligent this prophet is. Only you, Lord, knows. And then what did God do to this prophet when we read that very same passage of scripture? He did not do astral projection. He took him outside of his body. The Bible says, and God took him out. That's when God meets you. And that's the reason why in these last days you will see Freemasons, Illuminatis in church, buying pastors through money. The agenda is to initiate as many as possible, not to be awakened by the hand of God, but to be awakened by the hand of Satan. And it's happening all over. It started with this sermon of prosperity, and the devil is buying ministries and churches out of Jeremiah 33 verse 3.
Who's that man of God who has taken out in the Bible, who has taken by the angel of the Lord to testify to the eunuch of Ethiopia? Philip. What happened? Go read it. You'll discover that the angel of the Lord transported him literally, physically, and took him to where the eunuch was. After explaining that verse, he baptized him. It was physical, not spiritual. He felt his hands. And then after that, the angel of the Lord took him back to where he was. This dimension is going to happen when you call him and he answers. There's a nasty race in the church of God. It comes with the sermon of prosperity, the sermon of motivationalism. You know, this kind of American preaching, if you can give this, you'll get that. Buying blessing thing, you know this thing. It's an agenda to take the church to lukewarmness and initiate many pastors and prophets and teachers into something else. Because Satan fears the day God will say, "You called me and I came. Let's have a meeting somewhere." That's the fear of Satan. Do you want any reference? The Bible says in the book of Job, as sons of God were appearing before God, Satan appeared with them. Why? He knows the power of the presence of the Most High God. And God asked him, "Where have you been?" He said, "I've been going to and fro." He lied in heaven. He was not going to and fro on earth. He was going to and fro in somebody's yard. "I've been going to and fro all over the earth." And God just looked at him. He's lying in heaven, this guy. He's been to and fro in the yard of Job. There was no entrance because it was walled with fire. He was just going to and fro in somebody's ear. Satan is a liar. He lied even in heaven, in the presence of... "Have you considered my servant?" And God just wanted to know. I knew where you were going, the to and fro. "Have you considered my son, Job?" He said, "There's a wall, a fence of fire you've built. If you can..." Where was he? He was not going to and fro on earth. Where was he? Somebody's yard. To and fro in somebody's stop nonsense. Let's come back to this. Now, we are going to have healing hands. We're going to raise the dead. We are going to have a refreshed mandate. We are going to destroy epidemics that are coming after COVID. You know, you must remember, COVID is a cover-up. It's the worst cover-up. There's a, what they call a cash haste in banking system. America's, you know, it has fallen. And the US dollar has fallen. We don't have America anymore as a superpower. And they knew about it. They had to release this COVID thing to get different types of lockdown as they are correcting markets. Mafias are ruling the whole world. And they are making us to look like dumb too. Obviously. We are here. I'm not saying you must not be here. There is COVID, it is alive. But there are corrections that have been done. You listen to what Chinese are saying. Chinese are saying, it's about time we get rid of the US dollar. Vladimir Putin is saying the same thing because he knows what is the cover-up of the whole COVID thing. So that you don't see what has just happened.
COVID has been with us. I was just, those years, you remember, while we were just, there were farmers who taught me how to farm with bonsmaras. I bought bonsmaras. Two of my bonsmaras died, and they said it's COVID. I did not know. I did not know what COVID was. I said, "What is COVID?" He said, "It's a coronavirus. You must vaccinate of coronavirus." Americans took it, reversed it, made it to infect humans, and then Barack Obama sold it to Chinese. Bill Gates made the vaccine and patented it. Trump refused his vaccine because it comes with barcodes and it changes DNA. The agenda was to make us reptilians during vaccination. Where is the world going to? Where are we going to? The answer is within the church. But the church is receiving inferior teachings.
Yep. Amen.
That's where we must change. It's about time. You want to know why China is a superpower? Any nation that has the strongest church remains a superpower. USA was a superpower because their church was powerful. Europe was once a superpower because it was the origin of Christianity. The Evangelical Lutheran Church, you know all those churches in their heytime, during their heytimes. Then Americans took over. Then Chinese has over 150 million born-again Christians. On underground churches. And they are true to Christ. That's why it's a superpower. Let's come back to South Africa. What's going to happen in South Africa? Forget about civil war. You're going to see black people coming to you saying, "We are enough of white farm killings. We want to work with you." You're going to see. You want to know why? When we called upon the Lord and He answered, I recall in one of the meetings with the Lord, the Lord said, "There's blood in every street of your nation." And I asked Him why. He said, "This black and white thing is going to go very nasty and you're going to start killing each other. What is happening in Zimbabwe will be nothing. And it must be reversed. It must be cursed. It must be cancelled prematurely." And what must happen? The Lord said, "We are going to stay black people to go to white people and white people to black people. And they will become one. And from there, I will rise as the God of all flesh." You will see it. You will see it. You will see Cyril Ramaphosa changing his tone. You will even see Julius Malema changing his tone, that there's no white person who's going anywhere. They are our brothers and sisters. Don't be deceived. God is in control of this country. You want to know why? One of the greatest revival that will shake the entire world will come from us. And that's the reason why we must change the way we are teaching you the word of God, and we must change the way you are praying. Because you've been praying for that ever since you got born again. Nothing has changed. Come on. Now, I've observed all these mighty men of valor, powerful great men of God, God's generals. I discovered one thing. None of them told anybody the secret of meeting God. None of them. I read God's General of Robert Sladen. I checked their tapes, their videos. None of them told the church, how did he meet God? And they all died without telling anybody where to go.
The other day I asked the Lord. The Lord said, it will remain a secret because it will prematurely temper with time if they can know how I anointed those men. They'll prematurely receive that which was not for their generation. And I asked the Lord, which generation is ripe for all of us to receive what the elite, if I were to call it, God? The Lord said, from 2020, you must start teaching differently. And you will see me rising amongst men. You read about Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, you name them all. They had a unique secret way of talking to God outside your traditional prayer. Now, I started reading the word and asked the Lord, what is the format? He said, you know what? Teach my people on how I leave my habitat to come to them and talk to them. Because I cannot come to them now. And I asked, why are you not going to them or coming to us? He said, you are a talkative generation. I cannot even say a word. There was an old man, T.B. Joshua saw him, and even commented that he's the man who father T.B. Joshua at some stage. He used to go with Bonge. He has died. He's a Xhosa man. Nobody has raised dead people like him. He raised people from the dead, even those with car accident with broken bones. When he prays for a coffin, everybody run. You know the Leon Schuster movie, you are shocked. It's nothing compared to... We called him Dadedia. There was a tree we knew of that was not giving mango at Bushbuck Ridge. He prayed for it. Started blossoming. A powerful man of God. You know, when he goes for a 40-day, 40-night fasting and prayer, they lock him. They lock the house. Lock everything. He's going to talk to God. When they come to fetch him without any spare key, they will find him outside. And they'll ask who opened. He said, the one who said, when I open a door, no man. If the door doesn't open, God has not answered. They call him Dadedia. Hefty man like you. And his faith was practical. The first time I saw a dead man raised my brother, I did not know that when a person dies and comes back to life, he develops another skin. It was from his crusade. From South Africa. T.B. Joshua says, the first time I saw faith in action was on that man. We know him very well. You know, I went to him and asked him, Dadedia, how do you meet God? He said, young boy, I don't want you to die prematurely. That's a secret I was told to keep. When you grow, ask him. Ask God. He'll come and tell you. Not for you. It will create trouble in your life. Men of faith, from Faith Mission. And we ask him, but what was your secret? He said, the way John G. Lake moved with God. I asked God, what is the secret? And God started to reveal keys. The only thing I will do to you is to pray for you, for God to open up things as you grow. And the one he was working with, that one who prayed for Reinhard Bonge, Richard Ngidi. You know, Bonge was just an ordinary preacher until he met this Zulu man, Ngidi, a man who loved guns and soccer. Now listen, There's another one, Bengu. He will ask a crippled person that, why are you sitting there while other people are sitting properly? And a person will rise and walk and sit down. And when you say, hey, you say, shh. Stop hijacking the glory of God addiction.
Those are men who refuse to appear on TV. They said it's men displaying his glory.
Now let's come back to us. Where are we going to? Call unto me. And then, after calling to me, wait for me, because I'm the Creator, I'm the Father of all creation. I'm coming with space, time, and matter. And then, as you keep asking God, there's a stage that God prefers when he walks with you. He prefers to walk with friends, not children, nor sons. Abraham walked with God like friends. Moses like friends. You know what God misses the most in your life? A friendship. Do you know what God missed talking to? Why does he want to talk? Why does God want to talk to you? He wants to confide with you. Outside the dimension of a son and a child. Are you ready? Now, the presence of the Lord then I close down, Dr. Harry. After 5 minutes, you raise up your hands. I think I'm done. I want to do something. The presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the presence of who's Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is not a dove. He's an eagle. Right? And then Holy Spirit, Yahweh, and Jesus Christ. Don't put on trousers. They put on skirts. According to the Bible, the train of his robe fills the temple. Why? Because a skirt is the symbol of the presence of a person. If I touch the hem of his garment, that woman touched what? The end where the anointing is. When they anoint a king, he must bow down. The anointing flows from the head, but when the king stands, the end of the skirt arrests the anointing. The highest concentration of the anointing is not on the head. It's on the skirt. Now, when Holy Spirit comes to this church for a visitation, he has to prepare, you will have to prepare his skirt, which doesn't have a tail. It has a what? A train. Because it's not a snake. It's not of the devil. And this train of his robe must cover us all. And the inside of it is moving from glory to glory. Then you get lost in his presence. Like a, what do you call it? A chicken and the little ones. Yes, exactly like that. What is God looking for in your life? He's looking for intimacy. Can I shock you? He's the one who makes you to get lonely. To feel like you don't want anything at some point. You get lonely to an extent of, you know, sharing some tears. You feel you don't want anybody. It was the Spirit of the Lord preparing you that you are missing out on a walk with me. God is not religious. He wants to come down to your level, walk with you. And he doesn't want you to lay your own hands upon the sick. He wants you to lay his hands. When Jesus was accused of using Beelzebub to cast out devils, what did Jesus say? When you see the finger of God casting out devils. How many fingers do you have? No. You don't have 10 as long as you are born again. You've got 9. You've got 9 finger. The 10th finger is supposed to be the finger of the Lord. In closure, I want you to do this prophetic action. If you are facing a problem, raise a finger. Command that problem to appear before you like a mountain. Point it and say, by the finger of the Most High God, I cast you into a deep blue sea. It'll testify. It'll give the Lord a testimony. Because you effectively used what? The power of the finger of the Lord. What is casting out demons? Not the name of Jesus only, but the finger of the Lord. Where is the finger of the Lord? That's why God says, call unto me, I will answer and transplant even my finger of authority and power. This church is going to produce one of the most greatest men and women who walk in power. And people will go to them and ask them, what is your secret? Some will sniff and check, how long do they pray? They will be shocked that they don't even pray longer. They are walking with the Father. Right in this church. The Lord just said to me, you know what? Go and remind them who they are. They forgot. They are busy with talks, this and that. They are busy with the flesh. There's a dimension in the spirit that is waiting for you to capture. Change the way you pray. God miss you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to take an evening walk with you, like he did with Adam. He wants to confide with you of the things to come to pass. Is there anybody who wants to talk to God? And God coming. That old man, Daddy dear, is the one who dealt with me. He just laid his hands upon me. You know, his hands were like yours. You know, you're the only man who gave me a TKO. You know, when I met Harry, nobody could pray for me and I fall. Oh, Harry did something. And he reminded me of Harry Gozi. You remember Harry? I phoned my cousin and said, hey man, I fell in church. There's this white man called Harry Gozi. He gave me a TKO. Where's Harry Gozi? Is he still alive? Yes, the boxer. Oh. Harry knocked me down and I stood and said, pray for me again. Oh, I could not hold my legs. And I said, I've never had this encounter since Ndadedi. You know, when he greets you, you feel vibrations like it's a Nokia cell phone vibrating in your hands. God's power. And when you say, relax, relax, relax. Is the Lord touching you? Relax. Be at peace. A man who raised many from the dead. Where are you going to? Can I shock you? If many people are raised from the dead, raising a person from the dead. I did once. There was this man, Deacon Marty. He died. Immediately when he died, the following day they told me, he's in the medical clinic, they're going to collect him. He's dead. Now, you know, there's this experimental spirit upon every man of God, you know. I can do something. I can do something. There's that spirit. And I knew this man is not born again. He's been a communist all his life. He's been these comrade people and all that. He's in hell. He's already in hell. And you know what I said? I was in Mangueng. He was in Santin Medical Clinic. And I said, put the cell phone on the cop's ear.
They did that. And I was not sure that it's going to work. And I said, call him by his name. He's going to come here one day and share the testimony to you because he's a pastor now. He's no longer into politics or any other thing. And I said, I know where you are. Come back before God takes you to hell. And he started breathing. He came back to life without any oxygen or anything else. And he asked, there was this pastor who was wearing star white, but I was not wearing star white. But when he described, it was me. He said he took me from a judgment queue. We were going for a judgment. And people were not making it in that judgment, and I was scared. Now, a man said, screamed and said, come back. And that's why I'm back. Where's that man? I want to see him and thank him. It's tough day. He's a powerful preacher in Pretoria now. And I realized, God said, it's not going to happen again. I'm just giving you a taste of things to come. He did not just come back to life. You reversed his condemnation. And he got a second chance to repent. Deacon Marty. He's going to come here one day. I'm going to request him. You know, everyone, you know, I changed the way I walk. And God was just looking at me and said, you see, this, I was just walking like, you know, I raised him. I took him out. How did you do? Through a cell phone. And the waves received my anointing. Nambria Sakatala. You know, if I was if you were talking to me then, I finish in tongues because I felt I'm closer than close to God. And God said, young boy, you are in the flesh. You'll have to grow. That anointing which knocked me when I was on my cell phone, I felt it when I'm here. There's a reason. And it changed the sermon I've prepared for what I'm teaching. It exactly happens when there are candidates for such. Dead, not only dead people, dead things, dead dreams, dead vision, dead businesses are coming alive. You know, things you lost hope for in your life. I know it. There are different impartations, but if I can feel what I felt when I prayed for that man, I know it has candidates. I must not live with the anointing. And I got confused when I went to the pulpit. I had to crack a joke to break an ice that I don't have anything to share about. The Lord has just changed my sermon into impartation. That's why I was talking on how you knock me down. These people must receive that impartation and fellowship with the Most High God at a platform of the delicate few, not the selected few, the delicate few. Men and women who are in here, you're not going to die of COVID. COVID is going to die in yourselves. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Say, I receive in the name of Jesus. You're not going to die of COVID. No third wave. Third wave. Third wave. What are you talking about? Third wave. The only third wave that is coming is the wave of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, introducing a new dimension of power. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Your dead finances are coming back to life. Connections you miss. People who, you know, who closed and shut themselves from you will start connecting with you, looking for you to help you out. Businesses you've lost. I know. What is it like? You know, it confused me and changed my entire sermon.
I was going to continue on getting born again because that's where I left you. And the Lord said, the dead must be raised.
Amen.
The dead must be raised. I was privileged to have been prayed for by that old man and Daddy dear. Scary man. Scary man. I used to call him Spook. Spook. You don't go with him to the gravesite. Don't go there. Imagine a person who died of, what do they call it, car accident, broken everywhere. You hearing him calling on, and he doesn't make noise. He prays like you white people. You don't make noise when you pray. You just whisper, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. He was not playing like blacks. He was not doing those things. No. He'll just go like, Daddy, you are not my stepfather. I don't claim you. I know you. And you'll hear rattling of broken bones. What will you do? You leave from the chair and look, where do you give a 100 meter sprint? And that person will start coughing as he's talking to God gently. He doesn't say, stand up, I pray for you. He'll say, sit down, God will knock you from that chair. You fall from a chair. That man had something from God, but he did not tell me how did he met God. He said, the last time I took one of my sons to the mountain to pray with, he ran away. He said he saw smoke, and he later saw a huge golden chair coming down on the mountain, and he had to run for his life. One of his sons in my talks wanted God to confirm that he has called him. He said, Father God, not knowing that when you meet this kind of people, they mix you with their anointing. He said, Father God, there was a huge stone on a mountain. He said, Father God, if you really did call me on the into the ministry, roll this stone. The stone rolled. When it rolled and went down, he went the other side running. Those are the men we knew. Unfortunate, you know, those times, it was those years of apartheid, you know, you missed. There was another one in Venda who will open up 27 blind eyes a single night, calling on the name of Jesus. There was a woman with one nipple. She had another nipple growing, and she just took it out and said, I saw Jesus. I did not see people falling. I saw Jesus laying his hands upon people. Those people knew the art of fellowship with God and bringing God to their services. Touch your neighbor and say, my neighbor, what are you waiting for? Stand up. Don't tell me, tell that person. Stand up. Tell that person to stand up. Can you come close? I feel a missionary anointing. An anointing that will release people into missions, that will change their complex of life. I'm sensing hopelessness here. There's an oil that will address a lot of challenges that you went through as an individual. Holy Spirit is here. Come close. I don't want you to knock me down, but I feel there's an impartation. People must be taken into the throne room of the Father for business unusual. People must meet their God. The Bible says, people who know their God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. I feel it. It's building up upon me. I feel this anointing.
the anointing full of sense, the anointing of excellence. In everything you touch, you excel. The anointing that removes your hands for his hands. The anointing with the finger of authority and power. The anointing that changes your mouth to be the powerhouse. Whatever you decree, it's established. Come and stand right here if you feel you want it. If you feel, Dr. Harry, it's always been a black and white thing. This is South Africa. It's always been a black and white thing. There's this man by the name of Nicholas. Nicholas. You know this man by the name of Nicholas. There's a car accident that must hit and knock him out. And I feel this name. Raise up your hand if you know the person by the name Nicholas. Nico. You know Nico. Is he born again? Where is he? Cape Town. He's surrounded by a very wicked man. He's surrounded by wicked men. Where is he working at? Yes, right where he's working, there's this Freemason man who wants to sacrifice him on a car accident and do a demonic exchange and rise after that. It's not going to work. You ask him, did he have an accident? And you tell him, you'll never have an accident again. God is faithful. There's this man, you lost, and there's several of you, you've lost your fortunes, like, you know, you cannot even comprehend, and everything is deteriorating. I see a peculiar hand of the Most High God. You don't have to plant a seed. God is a father. God is restoring your finances like it's just like that. Just like that. Don't just lose hope. No, God is doing a miracle right now. You will testify. A knee injury that has been corrected tonight. There's going to be a visitation on that knee and it will be corrected. There's an uncommon grace upon your life. And you were not aware it's grace before you got born again. Highly favored. You never battled to do anything. Things just came around right in your life. But you do no longer see things the way they used to do. That season you lost is making a re-entry and working towards their good. Things are coming back. You had an uncommon grace of doing things. Raise up your hands gently before the presence of the Lord. You know, you got to know something about God. He's a father. If he's close to you, he'll prefer to hug you. He'll prefer to massage you. He's a father. He'll prefer to give you his warmth. He'll prefer to remove the bitterness, the resentment, the unforgiveness. He will just go to you as a child to a father. That's how God ministers. Allow him to minister to you. Close your eyes and say, Daddy, I'm just in your presence. I'm in your presence. I'm in your presence. Where are ushers? Ushers, break out of the praying line and help us. Father, in Jesus' name, reload them with the oil that raises dead things and dead people. The oil that comes with your hands. Nege shambria sovo saka talabas dolovos televes. Nakashi baba bobobos televes telemes dolokosta. Lama shi halamash doloko she terevesh dolovosta. Nege shambria sava sa katalamash dolovosh. Rekeshika talamas tolokos. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. Nege shambria savasa. La kashika talavasandoromo. Shikata. Necheleme lofosandalamash. Mobria seve. Rivers within your belly bubbling, 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 bubbling. Rivers, 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 rivers. Lechle mesh, lochosa, halamash, lovoste, leveste, levesek, derevezon, romost, oloko, shiga, dalamas, tolovoste, lamasien, derevest, olokost, levest, oloko, reveji, mamria, se, kalamastu, lamasa, taravasto, lokoste, nambria, savasan, talamasto, lokoste, negeshan, dalamasto, lokoste, levest, olemesto, Yaga sabria sa kata tambria seve zende yeve zig direvisondoro mosto reve zig dalamasto lo coste le veste mega dereve zindere mesto lo coste le veste le mesh yiga dalabazandara masto lo coste nelevesende authority and power negashende rivers of living water river within your belly within your belly. Nege deleve zig direvizanda la mas sotorogosanda lava zandara mastolo costele veste lege dereve zig direvizanda la mastolo coste leve zig dalla mastolo co shaka talabasta ashes. What about them making? Bring them close. Yekeshi katalavasandoro mostolo costele voste within your belly, rivers of living water, rivers, rivers. Thank you, Jesus. Yakasivo Zanda, the touch, in Jesus' name. Negria Sava Zandara Mastolo Coste, Leveste Lemesto, Yava Zandara Mastolo Coste, Yeva Zendere Mesto, Lava Zandara Mastolo Coste, Yava Zigi de Revisandara Mastolo Coste, Levesto, Yeva Zendere Mestolo Coste, Mabria Seva Zendere Mesto. Lakasata Ravazanda Revezegade Levezanda Remestolo Coste Levezende Revezegade Revezuku Dolovozanda Ramasta. Thank you, Jesus. Grace, 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 grace.
You once made an operation around your heart area. Raise up your hand. Around your heart area. Come, 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 come. You shall not relapse. You shall not regress.
Grace, grace, grace. Rivers within your belly. Rivers, rivers, rivers within your belly. Restoration, restoration within your belly. Thank you, Jesus.
How old are you, Danny?
70.
Grace, God is extending the days of your life. There's a reversal of your death case wherein you'll come from a church service and sleep and not wake up. And God is correcting where the operation was done. Where's your left? Thank you, Jesus. The hand of the Lord is touching right there. There's a correction. There's a correction now. Correction. Thank you, Jesus. You are not a coward. You are never a coward. You'll be one of the people who'll testify that so and so died, I laid my hands upon him, he came back to life. You are one of those. You still have passion of the same Jesus I left you. The last time I left you, you still have that passion. And the grace of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the finger of the Lord. You know, people are going to scream when they look at your face because there's a lionic face the Lord is giving you. Demons will start manifesting and people will flee. And I see many people who are into homosexuality repenting, looking at you, and they will tend to be real men. There's this boldness And you are not the only man with this. I see God changing many of you to that, to the faces of a lion. The face of a lion is that which the devil is scared of, because he knows the lion of the tribe of Judah. You yearned for the Lord. You found for the Lord. This is a great teacher of the word of God. The great teacher of the word of God. This man. I've never heard him teaching the word. Is he teaching the word? Are you teaching the word already? Come. You are talking. Okay. There's going to be change in your life. An outstanding change. The word will be translated in a different way. Once you touch the Bible, God will start speaking. And it won't stop. And when you stand before people, verses will connect. You don't have a normal IQ. You've been a genius at school. You've been intelligent. And this thing has been a gift from the Most High God. And it's going to just be like that. Grace. 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 Where's your husband? Oh, yes. Hold on. She's a prophetess. It's
starting.
Dreams and visions. And after that, you're going to see the Lord ministering to you. And you'll rise as a unit. And God is going to use you differently as you submit to your husband. Grace. Do you have a baby boy? You have a boy?
Yes.
You only girls?
Yes.
Have you had a miscarriage before?
Not two.
Yes. Those are the ones. Out of that, don't you have a boy?
I don't.
You don't know that there's a boy that is crying and wailing. Who was your nanny? No, nurse girl. Who was taking care of you? Where is she? Did she retire?
No.
Florence, you must lay your hands upon her. I don't know what is happening. I feel a Catholic spirit. You see, the spirit that creates miscarriage that people don't see in the spirit. A dragon comes to take those babies and raise them. I see a son that is not accounted for in your house. And the Lord is releasing the grace of atonement. Did you have a background of any Catholic?
Yeah.
I see this thing. And that's the reason why the Catholics are building hospitals. They know what they're doing. There's an atonement on your son. There's one who was not dead. He was captured by the enemy for experimental reasons. Others will say an alien is abducted. They won't say it's a miscarriage. Many women think it's a miscarriage. There are parallel lands where miscarried people are being abducted by powers of darkness to raise them. They know. The devil knows the lifespan of a person. There's grace on your son. I see him with many multitude of people. Who's intelligent between you and who was excelling at school? How old will be the first miscarriage?
About 14.
No, but he's a big man. He's running things in a very different place. That's what I saw. The Lord is going to destroy that place because you're a point of contact. Finances are not going to be an issue. Not anymore. There were points you could not sleep at night because
because there was a visitation. God is changing you and transforming you. There are many people who think they've miscarried, not knowing there are powers that abducted, black and white, souls, grace. You won't get sick. Grace, power. Thank you, Jesus. Doc Harry, when I come back, remind me to share to them about how the spirit world operates. Black people do have a light, but many people are now inquisitive of aliens. All over, the people are talking about aliens and all those things. Now, we must sit down and ground them on understanding the spirit world, the underworld, more especially the positive supernatural of the kingdom of heaven, where God dwells and how the spirit world operates. Because what I've observed is white people don't understand the spirit world. It's like it's an illusion or some movie in Hollywood. And the spirit world is more real than the physical world. Come on. Grace. God richly bless you. Lastly, before I leave, there was a person who made a pledge to God that if my things can be okay, I'm going to plant a seed in this church. And things went worse after that prayer. He wasn't aware the devil was listening. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. If I can have that kind of a money, I'm going to help pastor. I'm going to help the ministry. You said it. The devil listened. And things were attacked. That's why I'm saying people don't understand the spirit world. Come and stand right here. Demonic exchanges are reversed. In Jesus' name, we reverse demonic exchanges. Exchanges are reversed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Where's your husband? All right. God bless you. I'm done.
I would just like you to put they just put something in there just
okay.
Just touch your heads. Down there. Right.
Okay.
Lord, just blessing coming in.
Yes.
Blessing going out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus